This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
2 weeks ago, I talked about President Trump's countermarch to the institutions. Progressive activists have been marching through the institutions of this country, and Trump is engaging in a countermarch. Now, Victor Davis Hanson provides a different perspective on what is happening. He is asking, who caused the counter-revolution? He observed that at some point, some president was going to have to stop the unsustainable spending and borrowing. He then looks at the crisis at the border and concludes to have any country left, some president would eventually have had to restore a non-existent border and stop the influx of 3 million illegal aliens a year. He also added, some commander-in-chief finally would have to stop the theater wars abroad. Eventually, someone in authority would have to deal with these issues. President Trump is leading a counter-revolution because he is convinced there is a need to restore common sense. Yes, some may be disturbed at the speed or the breadth of action, but most would agree that some changes needed to be made. Most Americans believe there are two genders. Most Americans don't think biological men with greater size and strength should compete with women in sports. Most Americans believe too many people cross the border, and they do fear that a percentage of migrants who are criminals should be removed. We may not like it when a federal employee is fired or when a government program is terminated. Getting to a balanced budget at times might seem heartless. We may not agree with every decision being made to deport people here illegally, but Americans voted for a change from the previous 4 years, and that is why there is a Trump counter-revolution. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view of genetic engineering, go to viewpoints.info/genetic engineering. Viewpoints.info/genetic engineering.